Friend us on Facebook. Link up at 969bostontalks.com. Michael Graham, 10 to 2. Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
It is 7:45 on a... Well, actually, it's brightening up a little. It's raining, but the sky is not as dark and scary. It's only going up to 76 thunderstorms, so it's not a terrific kind of day.
Oh, my God, it's awful out.
But the, and so, which makes the challenge for our next guest... Well, he's not a guest. I don't know what he is. But the next guy on the phone, challenge even greater, because it's easy to have a wonderful week on when it begins with a wonderful weather day. But when it begins like crap like this, you have to be creative. And so joining us on the phone, as he sadly does every Friday at 7:45, to describe things you can do in and around Boston on a weekend and have fun, that would be Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jim and Marjorie.
What, have you been taking the judge in the Casey Anthony case?
I've decided to do this week's review in the ridiculously slow cadence of Judge Belvin Perry. Should only take an hour or two.
Yeah, he's a slow-talking... Yeah, he's a slow-talking kind of guy.
I'm absolutely with you. Could he get the? Could he just spit out the words? He was driving me absolutely nuts, Carl.
That guy must have a box of those lazy cakes under his robe or something. I don't know what is going on.
So yeah. Is it pouring rain up in New Hampshire right now, Carl, or not?
It is not pouring rain up in New Hampshire yet, but I assume it will be soon. Let's rock and roll, because there is a lot going on this weekend.
Oh. Let's rock and roll.
We're
then,
ready.
Carl.
We're rolling.
Tell us what's going on, Carl, please.
Well, first of all, Kid Rock, along with Sheryl Crow at the Comcast Center.
Oh.
That's pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting.
He was on with Piers Morgan just last night.
He was the worst talk show host in America.
I'm excited, actually. But TweeterCenter.com, and, you know, I'd love to see Kid Rock, but I'm not sure about seeing someone who uses only one square of toilet paper for sitting in this kind of... I mean, really, with all those great songs... It's toilet paper, you think of when you hear Sheryl Crow.
Now that is, by the way, it is true.
Right.
It's an image for those that don't recall, because she's a big environmentalist. What was this, like 2 or 3 years ago? One of the ways to save the world, save the planet, was to use one square. And just the thought is
just
so
the thought
disgusting.
Is gross. And you can't. You're right. You can't think of anything else. You see her now, and you think of one square of toilet paper. It ruins your whole enjoyment of her songs.
Absolutely, and also, of course, Red Sox versus the Orioles, July 9th at Fenway. This one caught my eye, Jim.
Boy, Samantha, that's exciting. Go ahead. What's the next thing?
Well, come on. Samantha Fields, Ecstasy and Common Sense at the NK Gallery.
Who the hell is Samantha Fields?
Ooh.
Samantha Fields, Jim, is a famous Boston artist, and she built this as a lush and compelling installation. You know, last time I offered a stranger a lush and compelling installation, I was in handcuffs and giving DNA samples before the hour was out.
So wait a second. Is she like an artist or what?
Yeah, she's an artist. That sounds pretty appealing.
How do you know who she is?
Ecstasy and Common Sense.
And where's
how sexy is that?
Two things that don't normally go together, by the way.
True.
Here's one of my favorite. The Bike Fit Night Tour. 6 p.m. from Faneuil Hall, urbanadventtours.com. Yeah. This is billed as the eco-friendly bicycle tour company. Eco-friendly? Yeah, we get it. It's a bicycle. But you know what I like? I like this night tour a lot better when they combine it with the drive your car with the headlights off tour and mandate that the cyclists all dress in black.
You know, by the way,
it's really interesting.
No, that incents people to do horrible things. And one of the things, we have to try to bring bikers, bicyclists or cyclists and drivers together. You know, before you move ahead kind of thing, do you have any idea? I mean, the Samantha Fields thing, the Ecstasy and Common Sense isn't appealing. You have no idea who this woman is. Is that a safe assumption? I assume you read it in G-section or something of the Globe?
I have no idea who she is. You didn't even know who she is.
I understand. Do you know, Marjorie, you acted like, oh, she's a painter. Do you have any idea who she
is? No,
I
don't.
So how do you know this is a worthwhile experience?
Because I just love the title, Ecstasy and Common Sense. Couldn't you use a little ecstasy this weekend, Jim?
That's fine. And now let me ask you something. Carl, do you vet these things at all or do you spew them out? What's the deal with that?
Come on. Of course I vet these things. I've got 6, 7, 8, 12 hours of research invested every week in this segment.
Okay,
don't be
fine.
Silly.
What else you got for us?
Before I get to my favorite pick of the week, the Diablo Glass School, July 10th from 1 to 3, DiabloGlassSchool.com. Experience the mesmerizing process of glass blowing You know, there's really nothing I'd rather do when it's 110 degrees out than spend the weekend in a church basement full of torches and molten glass. So if anyone's interested, I'll be there, but I will be wearing a burlap loincloth.
In all seriousness, if you ever seen glass blowing, either of you, it is one of the most beautiful things in the history.
You've seen the Chichuli thing.
I haven't gone. Did you go to that thing?
Down the MFA. Well, I didn't like it.
You didn't? Everybody loves it.
Well, it's sort of, it's a little bit too garish for me, but it is really cool because the whole exhibit is the favorite thing of mine was the chandeliers, these massive, like 8-foot long chandeliers with hundreds and hundreds of individual little tubes of blown glass coming out of the middle of the chandelier. So those are kind of cool. But if you love glass blowing, you should get down there and see that. It's spectacular.
By the way, you want to tell us when that is, by the way, or how we find out about it, or what?
DiabloGlassSchool.com, and that's from July 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. And yeah, you're right. It's a fascinating thing to watch. It's actually a pretty cool.
In other words,
thing,
he's never seen it either. Now, I have actually looked up Samantha Fields, unlike you.
She's a hot little number?
Carl, no, unfortunately, I cannot find a photograph. She was born in 1972 in Cleveland, Ohio. Do you know where her husband is?
Who?
Andre Yee. Do you believe that?
Andre Yee? Who's Andre Yee?
Who's Andre Yee, Carl?
Andre Yee is her husband?
That's a lot. It's my reaction.
Unbelievable.
That is incredible. He was Casey Anthony's first boyfriend, wasn't he? Such an odd... Boy, it's like 6 degrees of separation there.
Okay, now you said you have a pick of the week, or is that where we're up to, or what are we doing here?
Oh, I've got a pick of the week, all right, and this would be it. I hope everyone has their seatbelt on. Pat Benatar
will be at
the House of Blues on July 9th, www.hob.com/Boston. I love how they build this. They mention it after 32 years after her first record. Quote, her husband is still at her side helping her rock, or more likely keeping her from rocking back and forth. Her famous hit, Heartbreaker, has been renamed Pacemaker. Just wanted to let people know.
Oh, no.
That's really unkind.
Oh, no.
Where's she performing House of Blues?
Where is the House of Blues?
The House of Blues. And you know what? Pat Benatar belts out Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
I love that song.
You actually want to do it now. How about if I just knock you over with a feather duster?
No, you're terrible.
First of all, how old is she?
Rolling Stones when they do their 9,000th tour to Boston?
Well, there's something about the Stones. You know, not everybody can pull it off. There's people who can pull it off, and then there's people that can. And I'm putting Pat Benatar in possibly the category that can.
Speaking of the Stones, Stephen Wright, one of the funniest one-line comedians, a Boston guy ever. You know his great joke?
What's his great joke?
Here it is. The Stones, they just keep doing it. Fred and Barney. It's a Flintstones joke for those. Now, by the way, Carl, had you done your work, which of course you never do. I mean, you do a modicum of. I am looking at a photograph of Samantha Fields.
Gorgeous.
She is one fine-looking artist. Mr. Yee, Andre Yee,
uh-huh.
It's her husband. He's an artist, too, by the way, which you don't know. Must be really proud. And you can find her stuff.
And Common Sense. That's Samantha's show.
Where's the NK Gallery, Marjorie?
It must be on Newbury Street somewhere.
Where's the NK Gallery, Carl?
I'm guessing it's on Newbury Street somewhere.
Now, Carl, before we let you go, and I can't be soon enough, you actually, I am told, now you didn't do this, I actually looked it up myself, you're at Nick's Comedy Stop Saturday night, is that correct? You know, the fact that you're willing to promote things that are in conflict with your appearance such as it is pretty great. When are you there again?
Well, you're actually urging me to promote it, but yes, I am. I'm at Nick's Comedy Stop tomorrow over on Warrington Street.
What time is it?
So come and check it out.
What time is it?
An 8:30, 9 o'clock show, something like that.
We'll be there. Okay. Now, one last. What do you mean something like that, Carl? I hate to put you on the spot, but before you go, speaking of hit you with your best shot. Give us your best line if you want people to come see you tomorrow night. Hit us with what you'd say is your killer line in the show. Go ahead.
My teaser to get people to come see me tomorrow night is just three words, burlap loincloth. By the way, Jim, is there anything I can do to help you feel, less dirty? I know you feel dirty from talking about the Casey Anthony.
You are a big child advocate kind of thing. I know you have been from Jessica's Law, all this sort of stuff. But I mean, we overdid this, did we not? I mean, the national obsession with this woman that we fell prey to this week, we were a little over the top, were we not, Carl?
No, I don't think you guys were over the top. But frankly,
I'm talking about you,
I'm
not
glad
me.
It's over.
You are, why are you glad it's over?
Because it was over the top. That's why I'm glad it's over.
Carl,
forget about it and move on.
You move on. Carl, thank you so much. He's at Nick's Comedy Stop tomorrow night. But much more importantly, he gave you six wonderful things to do. And I think, are they on our webpage or something? Do they? They're on our webpage. If you go to our webpage, Jim and Marjorie page, 969bostontalks.com, not only the items that he mentioned, from Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow to Pat Benatar and everything in between, the great Samantha Fields. Where's she again, Carl? Exactly. The NK Gallery, wherever that is. Can get the websites and the phone numbers and all sorts of stuff. Carl, thank
Carl,
you very much.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Carl, and thank you for all these great tips.
He's gone. Carl, he's gone.
He's gone.
Gone but not forgotten.
Okay. Well,
I can't believe it. Glass blowing, by the way. Let me just say.
It's pretty cool. Where'd you watch it? Down the Cape, right?
Well, and I don't want to say where I saw it because you're going to be upset. Italy. I'm sorry. I know every time I do this, you get upset because I am a world traveler. Saw it at some island in Italy.
She was at a cafe in Paris.
I was.
He's at a little bistro in Tuscany. Blowing. He's watching the glass blowing. Some island in Italy.
Off Italy.
I tell you.
But glass blowing is really one of my.
An island off of Italy?
Island
was
that? I don't know what it's called, but I'm really depressed.
You were an island off of Italy?
Something like that. I can't believe that you were upset. You said the Cheruba. What's the name of that show again?
Chululi, something like that.
Why? Because it's garish? I mean, the colors are too bright or something? Everybody is saying it's one of the greatest shows ever.
Well, if you like that kind of thing, it looks a little Las Vegas-y to me. It looks like the Strip in Vegas. Really? If you like that sort of thing, glass blown, then you'll feel very at home at the Chululi.
There's pole dancing, too. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it was not my kind of thing, but it's neat. I mean, it's definitely worth seeing. I love the MFA. They got that whole huge American wing, and they got the cafeteria, and it's really glassy, and it's really pretty and stuff like that.
The gift shop, too. Is there anything better than a good museum gift shop?